You spent your formative years in Sala La Grande in Cuba. What is this special in your memory about those early formative years?
I think the family ties was very, very special. You couldn't go out and do something wrong and come home and your parents would know about it. My mother was a pharmacist and my father was also in the pharmacy business, so there was a very tight relationship with the whole town. Everybody knew who you were, and if you were in trouble, they'll take care of you.
And then there was a revolution in the 50s that had dramatic influence on your life.
I was in a military school. I was about to finish my fifth year to get my high school diploma. Unfortunately, the revolution took place in such a way that two of my classmates were killed for opposing Batista. That, among my friends and my peers at the school, to do something about it, and we went to the mountains.
Is that where Che Guevara was?
Yes, he was there. But after a short period of time, we realized that the aims and the feelings that we thought that the revolution had to make a better Cuba were not there. So just by a very tight margin, I was able to get out in the last bus that was leaving Oriente Province, and my family picked me up in Havana and shipped me to the United States.
When you landed in Miami initially, you went to the restaurant and you couldn't place an order except apple pie.
So I went to this cafeteria and I sat very nicely. They brought my little menu and I looked at it and the woman asked me, what do I want? I said, coffee. And she understood that and she brought me some coffee. And then she asked me what I wanted and she began to speak English. So I couldn't understand. I wanted ham and eggs, but I couldn't tell her that I wanted ham and eggs. So eventually, the only other word that I knew was apple pie. So I had apple pie for about 4 days.
But then you learned to say ham and eggs.
Ham and eggs.
And then what did the waitress say?
Well, that was another big problem. Once I got the ham and eggs down, then she turned around and asked me how I wanted my eggs. And there you go again, apple pie and coffee for 3 more days.
That's a memorable story. So when your mother realized that this was not just an ordinary revolution, she facilitated the process for education in English at Montverde Academy outside Orlando. Tell us about the principal.
The principal of the high school was a native from Hazel and saw that I needed to be maybe in a known Spanish-speaking area. So he selected Murray, and he, being a graduate from Murray, he arranged for me to enroll. So we have held on to Murray for giving us the opportunity to go to school and have a career.
So you did get an immersion in the English language with a Kentucky accent.
That's correct.
And can you tell us how you were always eager to bring your mother here, and when you you tried via the boats, but what really made the difference in bringing your mother here?
There was a friend at the plant, Bobby Dunn, and I was frustrated. I was actually crying because I had exhausted all my resources, I had exhausted all my avenues, and I couldn't get my mother out. He came and put his arm around, asked me what the problem was, and I told him. He said, well, my daddy, Jake Dunn from Murray, he is a good friend of Frank Stovall. Would you meet with him? And I said, absolutely. So we made arrangements.
Frank Stovall was the congressman for the first congressional district.
Yes. So I made an arrangement to meet with Mr. Dunn, and he was very nice and said, let's go to Frank's office. And I said, okay. Well, this was Saturday. On Wednesday, I got a call from Washington ask him for some specific more information about my mother. On Friday of that week, Mama was in Paducah, Kentucky.
So when she came to Paducah, she had been accustomed to having a ration book to secure food. Even the Cubans weren't able at that time to secure oranges, even though they were growing many oranges, because they were all being shipped to the Soviet Union. And the Cuban people were without their own natural fruits and vegetables. So Jesus took her to Gore's Grocery at Lone Oak. And then when they got to the cashier, he said, "Get your ration book." And so she looked in her purse to get her ration book. But then he said, "You don't have to have a ration book here. You don't need it." So it was a very celebratory time. And she came in 1966, and she passed away in 2001.